Oh yeah, we're loving Dubai.
Casey Fitzgerald from Lovin' Dubai is in studio. She's hanging out with us. Good morning, Casey.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
We're doing well. So, listen, we're going to finish up with our influencer story because I'm really interested about this restaurant and the influencers. But first, what have you got? These are the biggest trending stories that you guys talk about. If you don't follow Lovin' Dubai, follow them. L-O-V-I-N Dubai across the UAE.
Now, Casey, I remember you were telling us about this gold card a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there's the first person who's gotten it, right?
Yeah, so this is huge in the UAE. If you don't know about the gold card, it's basically granting permanent residency to people. Now, you can't just say, look, I want to be permanent resident to the UAE. This is for people who've had a huge contribution to the UAE over the last number of years.
Yeah.
So, an Indian, Yusuf Ali, he's chairman of the Lulu Group.
Oh, yeah.
First. And it's basically if people are bringing huge, huge investment to the UAE. So people, I think the average is about 150 million dirham.
Oh, jeez.
But then sometimes it'll be to academics as well. So it's a mix of investors and academics.
What about entertainers?
Yeah. Basically just chilled out entertainers.
You know, Duvet's a pretty big band here. We're thinking maybe we could, you know, the gold card for Duvet.
Are you comparing Duvet to the Lulu Group?
No, not at all. I like it. I like the gold card. I think this is a great initiative by the UAE. I think this is great, and you know, it's good to see it going on. You know,
I wonder if influencers can get a gold card.
No chance.
But it's like a long term commitment. So,
sure. Exactly.
So someone else who's been contributing to UAE for 38 years.
Yeah.
He's chairman of the Al Haramain Group. So, I mean, if you're going to contribute for 38 years and the UAE appreciates it, then you could get it.
I think it's basically saying, you know what, we see that you love our country. We see that you're contributing to the growth of our country.
Yeah.
Not for 5, 10, 15, for your whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, here's a gold card. Enjoy it. I think that's great. I love that initiative. Well done.
Okay, let's talk about the influencers. We have been dying to talk about this story because we saw the headline. We're like, wait, what?
Okay, so it's big in the UK. It's called the model restaurant. And it's causing controversy on Twitter because there's a lot of mixed reaction. Some people think it's a waste. Basically, if a restaurant wants atmosphere, and if apparently the words they used is beautiful people, they connect with the model restaurant, and the model restaurant then can actually just brings models to the restaurant. So models, influencers, people with high followers get to eat for free.
Yeah.
They get free coverage, and it's kind of a win-win. But the rest of the internet's like, what?
So can a regular person like myself walk into this restaurant?
A regular person, 50,000 follower regular.
No, because they're saying like models and stuff. So like me, can I just go dine at this restaurant?
So it's not one restaurant. This is just kind of the middleman who kind of connects people.
Okay, it's like a marketplace.
On. Can I tell you, clubs do this every single week. It's common that clubs pay for models to come and party. You know, they want their club to look the best. You see all these models in a club. Guys, they're not there just because they like the club.
Yeah.
Paid to be there.
Really?
Rossi, they don't like you.
I thought they were really
go
friendly.
And interact with the patrons and get them to spend. That's what it's all about. There's a card in Australia that an app that my brother was asked to be a part of, as in he's a bit of a influencer socialite because he's on the TV now, my brother. So basically they contact you through a DM on Instagram and they say to you, hey, you're part of our crew.
Yeah.
These are all the restaurants, clubs, all that you can use for free.
As long as you tag them.
So it's sort of like, yes, exactly. So now he's got a list on this app. So whenever he's out in Sydney anywhere or anywhere across Australia, he goes, oh, let me see if this restaurant's on the app. Oh, it is. He shows them the app and his code number or whatever. He dines there for free. And he just has to put it on his stories that he's there.
It's like entertainers for entertainers.
Sorry, it is. It is. So what, this is coming to Dubai, this restaurant? Is that?
So it's not one restaurant, right?
It's lots of restaurants. And if they want to be involved and then the models kind of connect onto Instagram and they vet them out. Could be coming.
Okay, so we're going to take your opinion on this. What do you think? 0487155444. Getting free stuff for influencers.
Should influencers dine for free?
Yeah. Should they dine for free? I don't know. What do you think? 0487155444. Let's go around the table. Pretty, what do you think?
I don't think it's that terrible of an idea. It's honestly something that happens anyways.
Yeah.
And they've basically just centralized it and streamlined it. So it's easier for restaurants who are looking for a little bit more coverage to find the influencers to help them out. So I really don't see the big problem here.
Rossi?
100%. I do it already.
This is Rossi's life.
I do
He's
it
gonna
already.
Be the first one to sign on.
That's a good business idea.
Casey, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if I go to a restaurant and it's empty and I'm paying for like an experience and good food, then I kind of, I want an atmosphere. And if, I don't know, but I'd hate to think that I'm sitting there paying full price and there's beautiful or high influencers sitting beside me not paying at all. That would really annoy me.
That's interesting. All right. That's an interesting point.
We'll take your call. 04871 5544.
I feel like you're on the fence.
I'm cool with it. And, you know, I put myself into my own snack company, Fade Fit Kids.
Oh, here we go.
I want people to, I will give people my product for free if I feel like they will do it, like they'll promote it. It's like paying for a commercial on a newspaper or a magazine. Yeah. So, like, I'm happy to do it. What I don't like is I get a lot of people inbox me who say, hi, I'm an influencer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you send me two boxes of your snacks and I'll promo for you? And I'm like, really? Like, you're not an influencer. You've got a couple of hundred people following you on Instagram. Like, I think that's a little bit too, I don't know. I find
so
that like just relax.
If the restaurant is the one initiating this partnership, it's cool because they're like, okay, cool. You look like you fit our restaurant, what our restaurant is about. And if you're going to promote it, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to break my head if another person comes up to me and goes, I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
Like, really? You're an really? That's what you're going to, that's how you're going to introduce yourself to me? You're an influencer.
Oh, dear.
Like, and that happens a lot. So, yeah, I think that's right. If I or the restaurant goes to them and says, hey, I really like what you're doing.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's
great.
We would love you to come and join us at our restaurant and eat for free. But we would just, I think that's totally fine. But when it's the other way where you're reaching into them, I find that just a little bit like class. I don't know. No class. Yeah. I don't know. That's just me.
Okay.
That's just me. All right. We'll take calls on this next. Hang out with us. Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran. It's I Don't Care. Hey, you may not care. Call us. We don't mind. 04-871-5544. Should influencers eat for free at these restaurants? It's Virgin Radio Morning.